Coming to you dead from Yankee Stadium.
We have what promises to be the grudge match of all time between Beetlejuice's team, the Big Yuck Frankies, and Scuzzo's Clowns, the Jokeland Athletics.
What do you think of today's matchup, Clate?
This game, in all its complexity, comes down to...
Well put, Clate. It looks like the Frankies are set to take the field.
Pitching for the Frankies is that bona fide athlete, Yuck. Will double as the Frankies' coach and catcher.
Ginger the Tap Dancing Spider is playing left field, and Beetlejuice is supposed to be playing right,
but I don't see him out there yet.
Whoa! Let's face it, folks. I'm a real ball. Know what I mean?
I got it!
Oh, she got it all right. Hey, Jin, you're one lucky gal. I'm quite a catch.
Beetlejuice, we're supposed to be warming up, not cutting up.
Can I help it if my fans adore me? You know, I'm a cinch to be voted MVP. Most vulgar prankster, that is. I might even make it into the Baseball Hall of Shame. What a bunch of clowns.
And there's Bucky, the stadium mascot, providing the fans with his unique comic stylings.
Hey, folks, look at the big leaguer. What a big clown. I bet he'll make some big plays.
Why don't you go to the outfield and catch a few flies?
Now you're talking! I didn't know baseball was so fulfilling!
All right, sports fans, we're ready to start the game. Anyone keeping a scare card, remember, we're playing by neither world rules.
And the most important thing to remember is, it's not whether we win or lose.
It's how much we get paid to play the game.
All rise for the singing of our irrational anthem.
A one, a two, a one, two.
The lead off for the Athletics, their captain, that clown prince of baseball, Scuzzo. Here's Jock from the windup. And there's the pitch. It's a hot shot to right field.
It's all yours, Beetlejuice.
You're darn right it is. One Jackson, two Jackson, three Jackson. How much for an autograph ball?
That ball is signed, sealed, and delivered. And it's 1-0 for the Athletics.
It's only one run. No problem. We'll get it back.
Bases are loaded. The count is 2-0 on Fuzzo. What a hit! That ball is headed for the wall!
Ever heard of a baby grand slam?
They blast it!
It's just 8 runs. No problem. We'll get him back.
It's a hard hit ball to left. Oh, and it's off the Paisley Monster. That ball is gone. Another tough break for the Prankies. That one's popped straight up. Should be an easy out for Lydia. Finally, the Prankies get out of the inning with the score 19-0.
That was quite an impressive show of hitting, wouldn't you say, Cleet?
Well, Shrill, the point I want to make is...
Yeah, right, well put. But we'll have to get back to you, Cleet. The game's back on.
It's the bottom of the first with one out, and Jacques Lalanne stands safely at first. Next up the bat is... Hold the bone! It looks like there's an appeal at first.
You're out!
Here's the 2-0 pitch. It's because it was a new stretch.
Strike one! Strike two!
Strike three! Beetlejuice didn't even move on those pitches.
Baseball is okay, but my true passion is rude figure drawing. Interested?
Come on, Beetlejuice, get in the game!
Not a good inning for the Prankies. They were shut out again.
It's a soft grounder. It might roll foul. Yes, it's a foul ball. And the left leg score again.
Slop corn. Get your slop corn.
It's a strong shot to right.
Get under it, Beetlejuice.
She's right. The sun is brutal. I better get under it.
And it's shoeless Joe Plumber with bat.
Of course I'm shoeless. I don't have any feet.
Incredible! Plumbo smacks the ball through the gap. It could be a two-bagger.
Oh. Huh?
34-0. How much more of this punishment can the Prankies take? Over to the warning track.
Huh?
Ooh. He can't say we didn't warn him.
And that's the end of the inning. With the score of the Jokeland Athletics 87 and the Big Yuck Prankies, zip.
I can't believe this. We're getting slaughtered out there.
You can say that again.
It's time for the seventh inning stretch. Let's all work out those kinks to a little organ music.
Boy, do you guys look depressed. Guess I'd be too if I was playing like a bunch of bums.
Beat it, Bunty.
Wait, I have a cheer for you. Hit 'em high, hit 'em low, but win or lose, I still get my dough. Hooray!
That old leather-headed varmint is right. Scuzzo's teams are walking all over us. And I got the footy prints to prove it.
Look, it doesn't matter what the score is. As long as we've all done our best. Losing to Scuzzo won't be the end of the world.
That's what you think, Frankie. Didn't you know this is a sudden death game?
Sudden death? Yes.
Subsection 13, paragraph 4. In the Netherworld sudden death game, the losers are supposed to stand in the loser's cycle.
Ooh, scary!
Not.
This is where the death part comes in.
Whoa! That is sudden. This could be a fate worse than death!
That's what I had in mind, Beetle Brain! Just kick myself. Ow! You dumb, stupid, jerk face, pea brain!
We're doomed.
Face it, BJ. Almost all of our players are injured. We have to forfeit the game.
But if we forfeit, we lose.
And you know what happens to the losers.
Good point.
We can do it, Lid. Let's annihilate Scuzzle's clowns. All we gotta do is pull up our socks, buckle down, and play like our lives depended on it. Which they do.
Yay!
We can't give up now, Lydia.
You can beat them clownies any day. We're counting on you.
What do you say, babes? Let's get out there and, well, win one for these old gippers.
I can't believe I'm doing this. We're playing with people's lives here.
I know. And I thought I was going to be bored.
Welcome back, sports folks. It's the top of the eighth with two out and the bases loaded. Most of the Frankie team is on the disabled list. Lydia hangs in behind home plate and Beetlejuice covers the field.
Bob, well, I'm one down his throat, you Big Jack Meister! I'm a real athletic supporter!
And it looks like the fans are doing the wave!
Uh-oh, Scuzzy was sending in their DH, the designated Hulk!
A conference on the mound.
I'm glad you could all make it. I'll get right down to business. I'd like to pitch my sales pitch, which is...
I'd like to pitch!
There's going to be a pitching change. Beetlejuice is coming in as short relief.
Hey, who are you calling short?
Huh?
Beetlejuice goes into his windup. And there's the delivery.
Package for Mr. Hulk!
Here comes my famous breaking ball.
Right to.
Now to finish him off with the old knuckleball.
A changed Frankie team.
I think what we are seeing here is...
Thanks, Pete, but I smell a Frankie comeback in the making.
I'm okay, kid. He didn't really eat me.
Slide, Lydia. Slide.
And the Frankies are finally on the scoreboard! One man on, and here's Scuzzle's ending innings football!
line runs? What do I need to make it a double play?
You gotta throw two players out.
Sports fans, the stage is set for what promises to be a monumental finish. It's the bottom of the ninth, two out, a man at first, but Frankie's down by one run. A home run could win it for the Frankies, or if Beetlejuice blows it, it would mean certain death for his team. The pressure's on. It's all up to Beetlejuice. It's now or never. There's no tomorrow.
All right, already. Shut up and let me hit.
Yeesh.
Scuzzle checks the runner at first, and here's the pitch. Beetlejuice, this could be it. It's the old split ball again.
Ball! Hooray!
Boof!
Oh, what a lucky break for Beetlejuice. He's run the count of full. Three balls and two strikes. This game is going down to the very last pitch. Scuzzle looks in for the sign.
I know what you mean. I think.
But it's more than that. It's more than just the roar of the crowd or the smell of pine tar stuck in your nose. It's even more than the feeling you get by playing as a team.
You're right. It's just plain fun.
Fun? Heck no! It's the endorsements! I can see it all now. B-Guy Beetle Bars, B-Guy Trading Cards, B-Guy High Top. What do you think, Dave? Babe? Hey, where are you going? Let's